when we ponder the gospel text in Luke 19 here, remember, our Lord is weeping as he says this. This does not give him any satisfaction to see what's going to happen to Jerusalem, because they wouldn't recognize the time of their visitation. In the first reading, which is the book of Revelation, all of chapter 5, we are impressed with the fact that there is another world, not just our world. There is another world. It surrounds us. You know, we call it heaven, but it's not only heaven, it's the whole world of spiritual forces. And that's what this text is all about, see? It's about this other world, which is real. Some of you have read those books by Anne, you know, and she talks about going to heaven. That's real. This man tells us about going to heaven. Now, what he writes is canonical literature. It's scripture. And the world is so different than ours that it's difficult to describe it. But what is clear from this text is that the heart of this other world is liturgy, worship, praise. And the heart of that heart is the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so we have this text. Yesterday we had the description of the Ancient of Days on the throne, surrounded, and the sea of glass, and all trying to give us an idea of the incredible majesty, power, and glory of God the Father. Now today, we have this text which will set for us the understanding of history. And again, it's liturgy, it's praise, it's hymn. I, John, saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. It had writing on both sides, this translation, really had writing inside and out, which is a better translation, and was sealed with seven seals. That means it is a last will and testament, is the expression of a will. And we don't know exactly what yet, huh? And this is in the scroll of the right hand of the one, the Ancient of Days, who sits on the throne. Then I saw a mighty angel who proclaimed in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" That is, open up God's plan. Who is worthy to unfold God's plan? Open up the seals and has authority to direct what happens when the seals are opened. But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to examine it. I shed many tears because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to examine it. One of the elders, the four elders who were around the throne of God the Father, one of them said, "Do not weep. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David." Now you recognize all these as Old Testament titles for the Messiah, right? Has triumphed, enabling him to open the scroll with its seven seals. In other words, this lamb, and we're going to see more about him in a moment, this is the one who died. This is God incarnate who poured out his life and his blood, and now he is the Lord of all the universe. He has won the right in his human nature to be the Lord of the universe. This is very important. Because when we think, oh, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, and this could turn out, the Lord says, "I have a plan. I am the only one who can open these scrolls, these seals." Then I saw, standing in the midst of the throne, and the four living creatures and the elders, a lamb. He was just called the Lion of Judah, wasn't he? And now, he's a lamb. that seem to have been slain. It appears slaughtered. In other words, you can still see the marks of his life among us. He bears them with glory. This is what I gained among you. My hands are pierced, my feet are pierced, my side is pierced. I gained this among you. And I carry it, you know, as a triumph. Alexander the Great was a great soldier. And himself, a very apt, you know, soldier, not just a general. And he had wounds on his body where he'd been wounded in war. And he wore a toga, but he never covered those wounds. These are signs of my valor. These are signs of my triumph, and they will not be covered. Jesus is the same, except poor old Alexander died of alcoholism and syphilis, and Jesus is reigning forever because he is the Son of God. And nothing is out from under his control. Nothing. This lamb had seven horns and seven eyes. That's power and wisdom. These are the seven spirits of God sent out into the whole world. He came and received the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. And when he took it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, because he's divine. And he just took the authority to run the world from his Father, and he's holding it in this scroll. And the elders and the angels, they all worship him, because he is God incarnate. Each of the elders held a harp and gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of the holy ones. And they sang a new hymn. Worthy are you to receive the scroll and break open its seals, for you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God those from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You made them a kingdom and priests for our God. Everyone who is baptized is a priest. And they share in the priesthood of Jesus Christ, because, like Jesus, they can give their whole life to God the Father. And you made them a kingdom and priests for our God, and they will reign on earth. When the Lord ends this kind of history, they will reign in this whole universe. Glorious and radiant. Now this sets the stage for what is going to start now. That's the end of chapter 5. We start chapter 6 tomorrow, when the Lamb opens the first of the seals. Then this book gets very difficult to understand. We're going to do our best. They'll give us little snippets of it. But what I want to impress, if I can, there is another world now. And it is in that world that these issues are being decided. The spiritual battle is in that other world and reflected in this world, and we're part of it. These people are singing our hymns. And we're singing their hymns. And while they have conquered, they are already with the Lamb forever. They are with us to help us. And our King, our glory, our power, is this Lamb who is a lion and who bears still on his body forever the signs, the wounds, the scars, whatever you want to call them, of his triumph over death and evil and Satan. And he is the one who runs, is responsible, who guides, has authority over all history. He's the only one who can open these seals. And that's important to bear in mind. Now, he works like an artist, huh? Because not only is he powerful and a victor, he's merciful. You say sometimes, Why doesn't he just get rid of all the bad guys? Well, wait a minute. Where would you find yourself? Are you a good guy or a bad guy? I'd rather wait a little while, see if I get a little more closer to the good guy side before he comes and does that. Mercy. Mercy. But it's not weakness. He has the power. And this world exists, my friends. This isn't a symbol. Think like this and you'll feel better. This is describing a world that exists and which impinges on our world. That Lamb whom they are all worshiping, worthy are you to receive the scroll, and that's the Lamb who's here on our altar. In other words, faith is described in the book of Hebrews, talking about Moses, huh? He went on as though he saw the invisible. He went on aware of this other world. I mean, we take it for granted, but we don't think about it. We talk to the saints, we talk to Jesus, that's this world. And our world is under the authority of the Lamb, standing as one having been slain, because he is the King. He is God. He is the living Son of God. And he went through this terrible pain and humiliation and so forth to bring up back a kingdom for himself. And that's why it says, you see, you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God those from every tribe and tongue and people and nations, and you made them a kingdom and priests for our God. And one day they will reign on earth. That's us. And so this opens what's going to be difficult now, you know, the mysterious horses and the beasts and the rest, try to describe for us from the optic of this other world, what's going on here?